It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to us by Tommy Stewart.
The title of my thought is, I don't believe you. Now, I wonder, has anyone said to you that they don't believe you? I'm sure they have, but what I'm more certain of is that that was the reaction that many people would have had when Mary announced that she was pregnant with the baby Jesus. You see, in Matthew 1:23, it says that, look for this, a virgin shall get pregnant. Now, in today's generation, that might not seem strange, but this was a virgin getting pregnant at a time when that was the undone thing to happen. And for a virgin to become pregnant by the Holy Ghost was certainly something no one would have believed. And so today, as we think about the story of Mary becoming pregnant, I want to say three things. Firstly, new things are often birthed in unconventional ways. New things are often birthed in unconventional ways. Do not be surprised that God brings around a new thing in your life in a way that you do not expect. God has ways of doing new things in our lives that we cannot predict or see ahead of time, but His ways are perfect. Secondly, people will not understand us and may well not believe us, just like Mary. And when God does something new in your life, people will perhaps doubt that you've heard from God or that God has spoken to you at all. But be sure in knowing that if God has spoken, He shall bring it to pass, regardless of whether people believe it or not. And thirdly and finally, miracles are often birthed in obscurity. You see, Mary and Joseph concealed to them, only themselves and their close family, the fact that she was pregnant. There would be many dark days and dark nights and long days and long nights before Jesus would be conceived. But I would say to you today, even though you're holding out for that miracle in those long days and long nights, know that in God's time, He will bring forth that miraculous thing that you require in your life. So today, even though people say, I don't believe you, be sure to have your trust firmly rooted in God's word, and His promises shall come to pass.